Exclusive, Secretary Doug Burgum, Energy Island California increasing national costs by its policies, was only state dependent on Strait of Hormuz oil. By Hannah Knudsen on May 12, 2026. Democrat-run California is increasing national costs by blocking pipelines and transition lines and, ironically, served as the only state dependent on oil from the Strait of Hormuz. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said on Monday during an event covering AI and energy with Breitbart News. Energy policies vary significantly in blue states compared to red states, Burgum said, noting that there are just a few pro-energy governors running blue or purple states. We're going to see this $1 trillion of CapEx that's coming that's going to get distributed. It's going to get distributed very differently. And it's not going to California, he said of the West Coast state, listing a few of the things California leads in, such as highest taxes and highest energy prices. California is leading in a couple things. They're going to lead in highest energy prices. They're going to lead in the highest taxes, and then they're going to lead in out-migration. Those are three things. And I'm not being sarcastic. That's just all true, Burgum said. Further, Burgum pointed to the recent conflict with Iran, pointing out that California was the only state that was dependent on oil coming through the Strait of Hormuz. 60%, 2 out of 3 barrels of oil, comes into California by ship. They blocked every pipeline. They blocked transmission lines. They've turned themselves proudly into an energy island. And then they're complaining, you know, to this administration about their high energy prices, the Trump administration official continued, reminding the audience that last year, the Golden State's lowest price of the year was higher than the highest prices in virtually every other state in America. This was a condition that they created for themselves long before the current conflict, but it's going to get worse for them going forward, and we're doing everything we can to try to help, he said, pointing to the Trump administration's efforts to re-establish offshore drilling. Watch the full event below.